1 Samuel chapter 13. Shaul reigned 1 year. And when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Shaul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, of which 2,000 were with Shaul in Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. And the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard. And Shaul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard say that Shaul had smitten the garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was had in abomination with the Philistines. And the people were called together after Shaul to Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Bethaven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of God and Gilead. As for Shaul, he was still in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. And he stayed 7 days, according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Shaul said, "Bring here a burnt offering to me and peace offerings." And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Shaul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. Samuel said, "What have you done?" And Shaul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and you had not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore I said, 'The Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to Yahweh. I forced myself for this reason and offered a burnt offering.'" And Samuel said to Shaul, "You've done foolishly. You've not kept the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim, which he commanded you. For now would Yahweh have established your kingdom upon Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh has sought him a man after his own heart, and Yahweh has commanded him to be captain over his people, because you've not kept that which Yahweh commanded you." And Samuel arose and got him up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin. And Shaul numbered the people that were present with him, about 600 men. And Shaul and Jonathan his son and the people that were present with them stayed in Gibeah of Benjamin, but the Philistines encamped in Michmash. And the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned to the way that leads to Ophrah, unto the land of Shaul. And another company turned the way to Beth-oron, and another company turned to the way of the border that looks to the valley of Zeboim, toward the wilderness. Now there was no smith found throughout all the land of Israel, for the Philistines said, "Lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears." But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share and his coulter and his axe and his mattock. Yet they had a file for the mattocks and for the coulters and for the forks and for the axes and to sharpen the goads. And so it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Shaul and Jonathan. But with Shaul and with Jonathan his son was there found. And the garrison of the Philistines went out to the passage of Michmash. End of chapter 13.